This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. After devoting 25 years of her life to challenging stereotypes of older people, Maggie Kuhn died of a heart attack last week at the age of 89. She was internationally famous as the founder of the Grey Panthers. Her vision of the group started taking shape in 1970 when Kuhn turned 65 and was forced to retire from her job with the United Presbyterian Office of Church and Society, where she was program coordinator in the Division of Church and Race. Sorry to be forced to give up her work, she formed the Grey Panthers with several other retired friends. Their goal was to build an intergenerational movement that would work to stop ageism and campaign on behalf of peace and social justice. At its peak, the Grey Panthers had 100,000 members in 32 states and a half dozen countries. We remember Maggie Kuhn with a 1989 interview.
What are some of the ways that you think older people are patronized by people who mean well?
Well, we become wrinkle babies instead of the elders of the tribe. And we are isolated. There's senior centers and senior services. And the rare center puts old and young people together. And does not violate the continuum that life is. We're all aging, and the aging process begins with the moment of a birth, and it continues till rigor mortis.
What advice would you give us all about expressions that sound like they're really flattering but are, like, really insulting? Do you know what I mean?
Well, you see, I think with senior centers, or seniors, mm-hmm. and teenagers, I like to think of ourselves as older Americans. And I call myself an old woman.
What's wrong with senior?
Instead of senior, that's a euphemism. It's denial, in my view. But, of course, it's caught on so widely, and it's hard to get it out of the language.
Now, you started the Grey Panthers in 1970 when you faced mandatory retirement. Yeah. How did you feel when you had to give up your job?
I was very depressed and sad because I loved what I was doing. And the mandatory retirement rule I tried to avert, but it was not possible. It was pretty rigid, particularly for women. And so with five of my friends who were in the same predicament, we organized the Consultation for Older and Younger Adults. For social change. And a television producer in New York said, "You're never going to get anywhere with that name. You're the Grey Panthers." And we said, "Wow, that's for us." And the Black Panthers and the Grey Panthers had close collaborative efforts in those days. And we decided that the issue that we were going to take on was the war in Vietnam, to stand with the draft resistors, to demonstrate in front of the draft boards. That's what we did. And that gave us an immediate entree to young people.
Well, it was interesting. When you started the Grey Panthers in 1970, it was the height of the youth movement.
Yes.
So I think it must have been a challenging time to unite older and younger people.
It was, but around the issue of the war in Vietnam, there was immediate response.
It was 20 years ago that you started the Grey Panthers. You've changed since then. I mean, you're getting older since then.
Yes.
And what is your health like now?
My health is not as robust as I would like it to be. I have arthritis in both knees and in my hands. And I have great difficulty walking sometimes. I use a cane, and this makes me a member of what the French call l'âge troisième. You know what the third age is. When you can't get along on two legs, you need a third leg. The cane is my third leg.
Do you have to pace yourself differently now than you did a few years ago?
I do, yes. But I have an idea. That, in fact, I've tested this in my own life and in the lives of my contemporaries, that when one has a goal, a purpose for living, that we can do a lot of things that we could not do without a goal. And we are reinforced by our own history. We have self-esteem, kind of a sturdy self-esteem, because we've been through a lot of changes. And we're not going to be too worried about them because we'll be able to cope with them.
I'm wondering if you ever feel like you have to push yourself past the point that you'd like to prove something to all the people who admire you so much and who look up to you and to look to you as a role model.
Well, it's an enormous challenge, Terry. And it's humbling, too, because I can't do all that I would like to do. And it may be expected of me. But it seems imperative now in our organization to build a strong intergenerational movement to involve large numbers of young people who will carry on when those of us who are old in the movement become too frail and die. So if we're going to survive and continue to be advocates and to work for social change, peace, and justice, we have to reach out.
I'm wondering if you are angry at certain physical ailments that you have, or
yes,
if you just feel like, well, that's part of getting older. I mean, what's your emotional response to it?
I'm ambivalent about it. I'm glad I've survived, and I'm eternally grateful and privileged and blessed that I'm able to do what I can do. But I do get really frustrated and angry that I can't get up without getting dizzy, that if I forget my cane, I'm in bad shape. And those physical difficulties have to be overcome and dealt with and lived with. And I have to deal with my anger and submerge it to a goal that I believe in that is affirming and hopeful, and move on from there.
We're featuring a 1989 interview with Maggie Kuhn, the founder of the Grey Panthers. She died last Saturday at the age of 89. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. Back to our 1989 interview with Maggie Kuhn, founder of the Grey Panthers.
You were never married, never had children. Now, this is a fear that a lot of people have, growing old alone. And I'm sure that one of the things people look to their children for is companionship and support when they get older. Now that you're older yourself, do you have any regrets about that?
And when people ask me why I never married, I say, I just was very lucky. Because I had a number of great love affairs, which I've enjoyed remembering and writing about. And I have a family of choice that has been a part of my life. And for the last almost 30 years, I've shared my house with a variety of young people. Many of them have been students, and some have lived with me for a long time.
I think a question that a lot of people who also don't have children will have is, were you ever sorry that you didn't have children? And you're always sorry about what you didn't do, everything you do in life. You could have had an alternative,
yes,
and done something,
yes,
else.
Yes, yes.
But some of those regrets are so deep that,
yes,
that you really wish you'd made a different choice, and others you just live with.
And I have just lived with that, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have children of my own, but I have other children who are mine by choice. I'm very much interested in the young people of our neighborhood and the babies of the young children of former housemates. They mean a great deal to me. And that contents me and gives me joy.
Many people are very afraid of aging. Have you ever been afraid of getting older?
A bit. And I don't lie about my age. I brag about it. But I am afraid of further physical deterioration and the lack of ability to speak, to read. I have failing vision. And there is a gradual deterioration of physical structure. But fortunately, my mind is still alert.
Is that what scares you the most, though, the thought of losing some of your mental faculties?
Yes, yes. And one of the reasons why I'm very concerned about mental health and the new health care system is that we need to know, right along, physicians and all the other people in the health field need to know about the way in which bodies age and the way in which certain diseases, if not detected and treated, will result in irreversible brain damage. Now, that's inexcusable. We need to know. And when you think that more people are living longer than any time in human history, that you've got increasing numbers of people in their 90s and into their hundreds, we've got to find new ways in which we can maintain the maximum health, holistic health of the body, the mind, and the spirit, until closure.
Do you find that you can talk to younger people about subjects like death as easily as older people?
Not always.
Yeah.
Not always. And you can't always talk to older people about it.
Well, sometimes you don't know how to react when somebody brings it up. You don't know if they want to be reassured that, what are you talking about? That's not going to happen. Or whether they really want to talk about something that's been on their mind. And you don't know what your response should be, you know?
That's precisely the case. There's a denial of age and aging and a denial of closure. It's part of life.
Maggie Kuhn, founder of the Grey Panthers, died last Saturday at the age of 89. Our interview was recorded in 1989. This is Fresh Air.